I was asked to discuss some issues related to Havdalah in the 9 days, as well as Havdalah in Matzai Tisha B'Av. Just to start with, to be clear, that we don't make Havdalah this coming Motzai Shabbos. Rather, we just make a Borei Morei Aish after Shabbos is over, and then we make the rest of the Havdalah on Motzai Tisha B'Av. So that leads to the issue of drinking the wine, as was prevalent this past Motzai Shabbos, on the 9 days Havdalah. What is a person supposed to do about drinking the wine when it comes to Havdalah? So the problem obviously is that there is an Isser in the Gemara and Tainus. One is not permitted to eat meat and drink wine on Erev Tisha B'Av, perhaps only during the Sudam of Sekes, but or perhaps the entirety of Erev Tisha B'Av. However, the Minhag has become that one does not eat meat and drink wine during the entire 9 days. Certainly for B'nai Ashkenaz that is true. For B'nai Sfarad, that they don't eat meat and drink wine during the Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. Whether there is a Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av is subject to Machlokas this year. Some Sfaradim do not observe anything when it comes to the 9 days prohibitions this year. Technically, after Tisha B'Av this year, which is pushed off to the 10th of Av, we don't have any prohibitions of the 9 days following the Tainus. However, the Rama writes that there is still a minhag not to eat meat and drink wine. Now, that is not as strong of a minhag as the Isser of eating meat and drinking wine during the 9 days, as we'll see hopefully soon. But nevertheless, there is still a practice not to eat meat and drink wine on Motzai Shabbos, on Sunday night, which is Motzai, the 10th day of Av, even though you can do laundry and shave and all the other things that people might have wanted to do during the 9 days. But you don't eat meat and drink wine. So you don't have a post-Tisha B'Av barbecue on this Sunday night. But the problem arises for Havdalah. Do you drink from the coast of Havdalah? Okay, so this is the discussion that they have in the post-game concerning this matter. Now, the easiest solution would be to just make Havdalah on something else. Make Havdalah on Chamar Medina. So normally we allow making Havdalah on Chamar Medina, but it's not 100% agreed upon by everyone. So just to bring up the issue of Chamar Medina very, very briefly, it's its own topic, and it's not worthy of its own discussion. We're not going to do it any justice right now, but if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Tzadik Vav, Seif Beis, so there he says, Ein Mavdilin Al Hapas. You're not allowed to make Havdalah on bread, meaning we talked about possibly making Kiddush on bread. So you can't make Havdalah on bread. Aval ala Sheikhar Mavdilin imhu Chamar Medina, says the Mechaber. One is allowed to make Havdalah on beer if it is Chamar Medina, meaning if it's commonly drunk in that particular area as a substitute for the way they drank wine in the times of Chazal. So that was called Chamar Medina, literally means the wine of the country, the wine of the area. Uhu adin l'shar mashkim, and so too other drinks have similar halachos. If you look in the Shari Tshuva over there, he quotes that's not coming to tell you can drink milk or other liquids. It has to be rak l'meimar d'shar mashkim shehim chamar medina butter, meaning similar drinks which would take the place of wine. That as it was in the times of Chazal, afuke mayim, atishtiyas hamakom u'mayim, and that does not include water, even if the normal drink of the area is water. Ein dino lekroso chamar medina. That water will never be considered chamar medina because it's not important enough of a beverage. So even if you want to say beer is chamar medina, perhaps coffee would be considered chamar medina. Maybe soda. In terms of not, I'm not talking about sparkling water. I'm saying maybe a Coca-Cola or something to that effect. Maybe, I'm not saying for sure that it would be, but maybe those things were considered Chamar Medina. But overall, the best thing to do is to make Havdalah on wine, but we do accept beer if that is considered Chamar Medina or other drinks that would fit the profile. Then says the Ramah, V'tov Yoser Lahavdil Ala Kos Pogum Shel Yayin Me'al Sheikhar. So he quotes that Budran, and he says it's better to make Havdalah on a cup of wine that was already drunk from than on Sheikhar. So it's wine so vastly supersedes Chamar Medina, so you wouldn't want to use a Kos Pogum normally, but if your only two choices are Kos Pogum of wine versus Chamar Medina, you should make havdol on a kos pogum of wine. V'nagul lahavdol b'motzai Pesach al sheicher lo al yayin mishum dechavvalav. However, motzai Pesach, there's a special dispensation where we do make havdolah on beer due to the chavivus, or perhaps the Vilna Gaon had a different reason why that would be. But either way, there is a special minog on motzai Pesach to make havdolah under those circumstances. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, so he doesn't necessarily agree with this comment of the Ramah. He quotes the Magen Avraham. He says, "Debamakom shachechur chamar medina yesh lomar de adif mikos yayin pogum." So he says it depends. If you live in a place, let's say Germany, back in the day, I don't know what Germany is like now, but once upon a time, Germany, everybody drank beer all the time. So if you live in a place where shachar is the chamar medina, so definitely drinking beer is better than a kos pogum of yayin. Quotes the Bir Agra. Says that's only if we don't count Sheikhar as real Chamar Medina. He says, however, if we were counting Sheikhar as real Chamar Medina, then there is no such din of making Havdalah on a kos pogum of Yain over and above Chamar Medina. So the Ramah sounds like he is very against making Havdalah on Chamar Medina. However, the Achronim seem to either disagree with the Ramah or to temper the sheet of the Ramah as to say that you can make Havdalah on Chamar Medina like the Shulchan Aruch suggests. Okay, so that's step one, that some want to suggest that since you're not supposed to drink wine during the 9 days, the best thing to do is to make Havdalah on Chamar Medina, is to find some other beverage, whether it's beer, whether it's coffee, whether it's something else, which is considered a chash of a drink in our times. So that would be sufficient as far as making Havdalah on Chamar Medina. So that's one solution. However, you have to contend with the Pashup Shah in the Ramah, which is that it seems that he's very against making Havdalah on Chamar Medina. So you could learn like the Magen Avraham that we don't paskin like this Ramah, or you could learn like the Gra that maybe the Ramah himself is only saying this because it's not so clear that beer would be Chamar Medina under these circumstances. But nevertheless, there are those who don't want to make Havdalah on, there's those who don't want to make Havdalah on beer for that reason, because it's against the Pashup Shat in the Ramah. Okay, so that's one issue, in terms of how to deal with the situation. Possibly making Havdalah on beer. And again, that might not be so great of a solution. Secondly, it's important to keep in mind that I don't really understand this shita exactly where it's coming from, because it's not well described. But I saw it quoted in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura that the shita of the Chazon Ish is that nowadays we don't have the din of Chamar Medina. Now they quoted as the source a tshuva from the Kovetz Tshuvas of Rav Eliyashiv. It's in Chelik Aleph Simon Nun Zayin. It's not a very interesting tshuva. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who is Rav Eliyashiv's son-in-law, wrote a letter to Rav Eliyashiv, and he asked him to clarify three opinions that he had heard in the name of Rav Eliyashiv, and he actually writes that, I just wanted to check with you that these are actually your opinions, because a lot of times I'll hear things in your name and it's not actually your opinion, so there are a lot of false rumors out there. He wants to clarify what the issue, whether or not this is accurate. So in this case, all three opinions were in fact accurate. So the first opinion that he talks about, and we'll just discuss it now. Whether or not you make Havdalah in a situation like this year where Tisha B'Av comes out on a Sunday and you have a chola who has to eat and drink on Tisha B'Av, does that person make Havdalah? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that he saw quoted in the Shalson Tshuvas Zecher Simcha as well as the Shalson Tshuvas Tzaf Nas Paneach that one is not supposed to make Havdalah. And he writes, Ulani as Daiti Sheva Al Tase Adif. So in my opinion, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, better not to make Havdalah because it's just to not possibly make a bracha levatala. Number one, according to what the Chazon Ish paskin, dahayom ein lanu chamar medina, ve'ein lahavdil ela al hayayin, eich yavdil al hayayin v'tisha b'av. V'harei amru b'taynes, daf laman v'beis, kol ha'ochel basar v'shosa yayin v'tisha b'av, alav ha'kasuv omer, v'ati avon asam al atzmosam. So he says, you're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine on Tisha B'Av. And according to the Chazon Ish, The only thing you're allowed to make havdalah on nowadays is yayin, where we don't have what is called chamar medina. Now, I'm not sure what this means because he doesn't really explain it. He doesn't come along and say, because wine is so matzvi, this is found commonly in the Rishonim, that they say that the heter to use chamar medina in general is based on the idea that maybe you don't have access to wine, or even if you do have access to wine, it's very expensive, and it's not around all year long, it's only in certain seasons. So under those circumstances, they permitted making a kosher bracha on chamar medina. However, it's not so clear that we would allow it in general if a person had wine in his own house. Obviously, the minhag nowadays is to be very lenient on this, as they bring rayas from the Rambam, Bir Halacha quotes the Rambam, as well as others that suggest that the heter of using chamar medina is a blanket heter, that one is permitted to use chamar medina under such circumstances, even when he has wine in the house. But nevertheless, it's not 100% clear what the Chazon Ish was talking about. So again, it could be the Chazon Ish just says, I don't know how to define chamar medina bizman hazeh, or it could be that the Chazon Ish was saying that because we have such easy access to wine, we have no heter to make a havdalah on chamar medina, and we can only use wine. And we know you cannot possibly drink wine on Tisha B'Av, and therefore he suggests that one rely on the poskim who say you don't make havdalah on Tisha B'Av. Okay, so that is another issue of making havdalah on Tisha B'Av specifically and not being able to use chamar medina. Now, Rav Yashiv, in his response, he writes something very cute, I think. That he writes, number one, HaSefer Zecher L'Simcha Lo Shamati Zichro. So he says, I never heard of the Sefer Zecher L'Simcha. The first thing Rav Chaim Kanevsky quoted was two Shals and Chuvas Svarim that say not to make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av. So he says, the first Sefer you quoted, I never heard of it. He says, Av Gam Atzofnas Paneach Eineni B'Machitzasi, Eineno B'Machitzasi. I don't have access right now where I am to a Shals and Chuvas Tzofnas Paneach. But he quotes the Birkei Yosef in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Vav. I think it's actually Sifkat and Aleph in Simen Tav Kuf Nun. It's Sifkat and Beis. I'll read you the Lashon of Berke Yosef. It's very short. So he says, Chole she'ochel b'tisha b'av yavdil tekef b'motza'e Shabbos. So he quotes from the Knesset HaGedola, Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Aleph, that a sick person who is eating on Tisha B'av should make Havdalah right after Shabbos is over. And it sounds like they should make a full Havdalah. He does not specifically say that a person should not drink wine. He doesn't say that a person should make a chamar medina. He just writes, a person should make havdalah. And Rav Yashiv says, and the Birkei Yosef quotes it, lolo cholik. No, and he doesn't quote anybody who argues. So that's number one. And it quotes also in the Stei Chemed, vadai af kishachala biyom tisha ba'av atzma shlo hivdo balayla. Let's say you have a person who's been fasting through the night, and now it's the daytime of tisha ba'av, and he feels sick. So he didn't make Havdalah last night. What should he do? Ki lo haya tzarech lechol. He didn't make Havdalah last night because he didn't need to eat. Mikol makom ata be'emtza hayom ma'abdil ba'ochel. So that he got sick in the middle of the day. He should make Havdalah first and then he should eat. So Rabbi Yashiv just says that he thinks the halacha is that you should make Havdalah. Then he points out something interesting. That it's not so pashut that even on Motza'ei Tisha B'Av one is supposed to make Havdalah, because he quotes a shita of the Ramban who says that the nature of Havdalah on Motza'ei Tisha B'Av is different than every other Shabbos, because we know the Gemara goes back and forth discussing, was there always a chiyuv of Havdalah al Hakos, or was it Dafka in Tefillah? And the Gemara says that originally they were misakin it, you know, one way, and then the Jews got, and first they had it al hakos, and then the Jews got very poor, and they couldn't afford an extra cup of wine, so they were misakin that a person should make havdalah in tefillah. And then the Jews got wealthy again, and they basically said, okay, so you should make it al hakos, so now we do both. We have, thank God, plenty of money, and plenty of wine to go around, so we make havdalah both in tefillah and al hakos. But the Ramban says, on Motza'i Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av, we're all begeder aniyim, and therefore, there never was a takana to make Havdalah on Motza'i Shabbos of Tisha B'Av. And therefore, on Motza'i Tisha B'Av, there's no inyan to make Havdalah whatsoever. So Rav Yashiv says, there's actually a stronger source to tell a chole on Motza'i Shabbos to make Havdalah than there is to tell the average person to make Havdalah on Motza'i Tisha B'Av, because maybe there is no such thing. He says, there are many who hold like this Ramban, that you don't make Havdalah at all on Sunday night. Nevertheless, the minhag is to make Havdalah on Motza'i Tisha B'Av, which is Sunday night. So too, a sick person on Motza'i Shabbos would make Havdalah as well. And then Rabbi Yashu says, and also he can drink beer, he can have other Chamar Medina, it's not a problem. He ignores this sheet of a Chazan, she does not address it. He just says, in my opinion, I mean, he doesn't even say in my opinion, he just says that, he just says, you can drink beer, you can drink Chamar Medina, and it's not an issue whatsoever. And he quotes the Bir Halacha and Reishai and Beis, that the Rambam's opinion is that if Rove Shtias HaMedina, Hu Sheikhar Mikre Chamar Medina, Afilu Yesh Gam Kenyayim, even if a person has wine, still, if beer is commonly consumed in this particular area, then one can make Havdalah on beer. And Rav Eliyashu says, nowadays, we only use wine for a kosher bracha. We don't even drink wine over the course of a meal anymore. And therefore, he thinks other drinks definitely have the din of Chamar Medina. Now, obviously, this is totally in the local custom of whether or not you have people drink wine. Nowadays in America, many people do drink wine during the meal not as the main beverage, but certainly as something that goes along with a nice fancy meal. You have many houses where they will drink wine in the course of a Shabbos or Yom Tov meal. But nevertheless, one could certainly suggest that there is such a din of Chamar Medina Bezman Hazeh, and that you don't have to be choshesh for this opinion of the Chazon Ish. So again, going back to our original discussion, it is possible that a person has the right to drink beer as a Chamar Medina, or perhaps coffee, or something else that would be considered a chashuv drink, depending on where you live and what the general customs are in terms of which beverages are consumed. Also, it's important to keep in mind the other comment of the Ramah, which is that on Motza'i Pesach, that the minhag is to make Havdalah on beer to show its chavivus. Now, I don't think there is such a tremendous kiyum in halacha to show the chavivus of chametz, meaning you were avoiding chametz for the sake of the entire yantif of Pesach. Now it's Motzoi Pesach, and you want to have chametz. Why? To show that you really enjoy it, and to show that you were bedafka avoiding chametz, not because you don't like it, but because you want to show that you were keeping the halacha lishma. So in order to demonstrate that, you bedafka make Havdalah on beer on Motzoi Pesach, which is very nice. How you get hold of the beer is not so clear, but you figure out a way. You have a goyisha friend that you ask him if you can buy the beer off him right after Pesach or whatever it is, and you make Havdalah on that. Now that's not a great halachic reason to make Havdalah on beer if you say that making Havdalah on beer is halachically problematic. Therefore, it stands to reason that it's no worse than what we're trying to deal with over here, which is the issur to drink wine, whether it be on Tisha B'Av or on during the 9 days or on Motzai Tisha B'Av. The issur to drink wine constitutes a legitimate halachic problem, and perhaps that would be sufficient as well to make Havdalah on beer. Okay, this is all some of the background that we had so far in terms of understanding our problem. Now, what does the actual Shulchan Aruch say to do during the 9 days? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Se'if Yud writes, Yesh mi she'omer she'no'agim shelo lechol basar b'yamim ha'niskarim, mutarim b'tavshos. Oh, you know what? I'm going to skip that. Sorry, we started a little too early. Umutar lishtos yayin havdala b'riks ha'masot. So says the Shulchan Aruch, it is permissible to drink the wine of Havdalah and Birkas Hamazon because this is a kosher bracha, and there's no isser that we accepted upon ourselves under these circumstances. Adds the Ramah, v'noagin l'hachmir shelo lishtosh yayin b'birkas hamazon, v'lo b'havdalah, elenosnim l'tinok. So says the Ramah, we have a chumrah that we accepted upon ourselves, quotes from the Maril, that we don't drink the wine of Havdalah, rather we give it to a child. But let's say you don't have a child to give it to, so then you can drink the Havdalah wine yourself. But then Mishnah Berurah just points out that applies to Afkata Abdullah, but Birkas HaMazon, you could be Yotzi Birkas HaMazon Shelo Al HaKos, and therefore we don't drink the Kos ourselves for Birkas HaMazon no matter what. You just wouldn't say Birkas HaMazon Al HaKos under these circumstances. Then he goes on to say that if you're making a Siyam or a Sudas Mitzvah, you can have meat and wine under those circumstances, and that's fine. Okay, so this is the Shita of the Ramah, that you should give it to a child. Now, what kind of child are you giving it to here? So it's a little bit technical in terms of who this kid is. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, it's a katan ayin. So he says it's a katan shehigia lechinuch, v'yishtet rov hakos. So number one, the kid should be old enough that he reached the age of chinuch. And number two, he should drink the majority of the kos. But v'dafka im lo higia adayin lehis abel al Yerushalayim. It has to be the case that the kid did not yet reach the age where it's shayach for him to have avelus over Yerushalayim. So you're in this in-between stage when it comes to a katan sheigia lechinuch. On one hand, the whole reason you are making the bracha and the kid is drinking the wine is that the kid is being yotze the bracha mitam chinuch, and therefore he's allowed to drink the wine. He had in mind to be yotze with it. You tell him in advance, obviously. But on the other hand, there's no issur for him to drink the wine because he's not old enough to be holding by being misabel on Yerushalayim, and therefore he can drink the wine because there's no issur for him to not drink wine during the 9 days. So that is your in-between stage over there. And this seems to be, if you look in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah, they quote from the Orchos Rabbeinu that the stipler was very pro this practice, and he was pretty lenient with what the age is that a person doesn't have to be misabel on Yerushalayim. But if you look in the Halichos Shlomo about Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, so he quotes an interesting problem that he had with this, which we've already laid out a little bit. So it's in Perek Yud Dalet, Perek Arba Asar, Se'if Chav Zayin, in the Halichos Shlomo on Bein HaMetzar, on the 3 weeks. So it says here, Rabbeinu Shasa Hayayin Mikosa Havdalah B'Motzai Shabbos Chazon, that Rav Shlomo Zalman himself used to drink the Havdalah wine on Shabbos Chazon, Af Kishahaya Lefanav Katan Sheigia Lechinuch. Even if there was a kid around, meaning the Ramah said you could drink it yourself if there's no kid around. But he says, even if there was a kid around who could have drunk the wine, the Rav Shlomo Zalman Dafka drank it himself. Now, what is the reason for this? If you look in the explanations, so this is quoted, what is the source for this quotation? It's actually quoted from the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa. So he says, and this is where Shlomo Zalman, you know, was very highly consulted in the publication of Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa. And a lot of the footnotes are written by him or in his name verbatim from what he said. So it says, Inei haramah kasa v'noagim ha'akmish lo lishtos yayin v'yachsam mazim v'lo ba'abdala ola noslim l'tino opum ha'kdalek ha'tino opum mutra ba'atzim lishtos ha'abdala. So he quotes the Ramah that we said before. U'ba'abdala, I'm sorry, d'lo kidas ha'machaber sham d'yayin shal v'yachsam mazim v'lo shari d'ham l'iksudis mitzvah. And that's against the Shulchan Aruch, who says you can just drink the wine, no problem, because of kosho bracha, and it's the same level as sudas mitzvah, where you can just drink it. U'lechora ha'yamachim lomar, d'kevin d'ladas ha'rambam mitzvah ha'abdala hu d'oraisa. So it says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, yeah, but according to the Rambam, Havdalah is Doraisa, not the kos, but the Havdalah itself is Doraisa. In Cain, Maishna mehadin hamavor leinyan kiddush delechadchila yishta hamakadish ba'atzmo shirmalo lugma min hayayin. So why would we differentiate by Hilchos Kiddush if you hold that it's Doraisa? So really, the makadish should drink malo lugmo himself, and he shouldn't let other people drink it because it quotes Mishnah Berurah. That since it's Menat Torah, Roy Lachrish Bazel, Divrei HaGeonim, Shitzarech Lishtos Be'atzmal. So that's the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that a person should really drink it himself and not just let other people drink it. Be'efshar, the cave and the chazin and Shalit Tzrichu, Chacham, Lahazgir, Tzis Mitzrayim, and Nesachah Bracha Shal Avdol, Kamal Be'kiddish, Avogav Tarvayah Kulum, Gzeri Shavah, Zachor, Zachor, Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So still, Lachim Mikilim Gambazeh, So, Rosh Shlomo Zalman has a limud zchus, and he suggests that maybe we're not as machmir with Havdalah as we are with Kiddush, because in Kiddush, since it's the Raisa, they actually necessitate, you say, Zecher L'tias Mitzrayim, and we know they didn't necessitate that in Havdalah. And not only that, but they wavered back and forth between Havdalah in davening versus Havdalah lakos. So therefore, you have the right to be lenient and say that maybe they didn't require the mavdil dafka to drink from the kos. Biram, however, beikar davar zeh nired the kaim on the meikar adin ain iser b'shtias yain shel havdalah. Says since min hadin, you're really allowed to drink the wine because it's for the sake of the mitzvah. And the Ramah is just saying that it's a chumrah. And even the Ramah agrees when there is no child available, it is mutter. So therefore, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that it's mistaber that that which we are machmir, because you can easily find a tinok. So I want to suggest that it's not so easy to find a tinok. Meaning Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that he doesn't find the metzius of the Ramah to be so viable. In the other case where the Ramah, where the Shulchan Aruch suggests finding a tinok, which is the example of making Havdalah in shul on Friday night, where you have a different problem. You have a problem that there's a minhag, a long-standing minhag, going back to the Gemara, that people used to eat in the shul on Friday night, and therefore they needed a kiddush, so it became the custom to make the kiddush in shul on Friday night, because the people who are eating in the shul, the guests, they would have kiddush b'makom su'ud. So therefore, it was worthwhile to continue this minhag for the Hamon Am, even after nobody was eating in the shul. That's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah in the halachos of making kiddush in shul. However, the guy who makes the kiddush is not going to have kiddush makom suda. So says the Shulchan Aruch, he should have a tinok drink from the kiddush because he's higya lechinuch, and there's not really such an isser to have this kid drinking before he eats his meal on Friday night. It's not really like you're feeding him an Isser Derabanan. It's not the same thing. So therefore, there, everybody agrees, you can have a tinok listen in on the Kiddush, a kid who's Higia Lechinuch, he can listen in on the Kiddush, and then he can answer Amen, having in mind to be Yotze with the Bracha, and then he drinks from the Bracha. Now, obviously, this is very important that you should tell the kid he has to pay attention, and he can't be joking around, or sometimes in shul, they're lining up, or they're doing something else, which is not exactly paying attention to the kiddush, and they are being mafsik, so that's a major problem. But meikar adin, if you run it the right way, it would be preferable that a child should drink from that kiddush that the mavarech doesn't have to drink. And you don't have this problem that Rosh Shlomo Zalman raised, where you have to drink from your own kiddush, because there the kiddush is not being made to be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa, rather the kiddush is being made to be yotzei the minhag, and thus it's not an issue that he doesn't drink a malo lugma of his own kiddush. However, when it comes to Havdalah during the 9 days, then you have more of a problem, because during the 9 days, you have to find a kid who's in between. He's old enough that he can pay attention to the whole Havdalah and answer Amen properly and not be mafsik, but he's not old enough that he's not misabel on Yerushalayim, and therefore he doesn't refrain from eating meat and drinking wine during the 9 days. So Shlomo Zalman says this kind of a kid is very hard to find. If the age exists at all, it's for a very short window of opportunity. Nowadays, kids' attention spans and adult attention spans are very, very short. And the kid who's capable of listening into the whole Havdalah is probably already old enough that he knows you're not supposed to eat meat and drink wine during the 9 days. So it seems, again, mentioned from the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, that the stipler, he held that being misabel on Yerushalayim was not don't eat meat, don't drink wine. It was actually to feel a sense of avelus during the 9 days. However, if you say that it actually just means don't eat meat, don't drink wine, then that kid who's shaykh to pay attention to the Havdalah is already old enough to know that he doesn't eat meat and drink wine during the 9 days. And thus, you're back to the scenario of you can't find a kid, in which the Ramah says you should drink the Havdalah wine yourself. So that's why Shlomo Zalman held you drink the Havdalah wine yourself. And then he adds in that certainly in a year like this year, where you're making Havdalah on Motza'e Tisha B'Av, so there it's really a lesser minhag not to eat meat and drink wine after Tisha B'Av is over, because really the 9 days are over this year. After Tisha B'Av is over, it really was over at Chatzos on Tisha B'Av. So therefore, there's no reason whatsoever for the Mavarech to run after a kid, and he can definitely drink from his own Havdalah. Okay, so you have to ask your local Rav how to act, but nevertheless, this is the basic outline of the issue of drinking the wine from Havdalah, both during the 9 days and after Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Matzah Shabbos.